Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chaverim, shalom, here. Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Here, after the feast here, on the eighth day, John asked Guy and I to stay right here. For the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day, the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. So here, fulfilling right here, the 7 days of the Sukkot right here. At the end. Yes, I. Jah says, stay. Stay for another day. This eighth day. He has given us the eighth day. Jah says to stay for the eighth day. So here for the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. Here on the ear and in the irid. Yes, I. Seasons, Isla season greetings. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, Rastafari. Chaverim.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I said, I'm going to testify what Jah has done for I.
Yes, I. Here, Shemini Atzeret. Yes, I. He's given us another day, the eighth day. God's given I another day here at the feast, the festival of tabernacles, of ingathering here at the end of the year and before the fulfillment was Zot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. So what is the Shemini Atzeret? Shemini, eighth day Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. Well, the 7 days of Sukkot, of tabernacles, in gatherings, huts, pavilions, booths, that end with the Hoshana Rabbah, the eighth day assembly. We're here, but when we came to the seventh day, we had the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, the great day of the feast, the seventh day, and Jah has asked I and I to stay. He's given I and I another day. Here, reason for the season, the eighth day assembly. Well, the 7 days of Sukkot, the tabernacle to abide in booths and huts and the pavilions. Here, we fulfill with the Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of the seventh feast festival here in the seventh month, the seventh moon. And it's immediately followed by another day, as the scriptures say. He has given I and I another day. And this other day here, the eighth day, is known as the Shemini Atzeret. Now, this is referred to in HaTorah, in the Torah, Bamidbar, in Numbers, Bamidbar, the book that's called Numbers, Bamidbar, the Hebrew name of the book in the wilderness, in the book of Numbers, chapter 29, verse 35, simply as the eighth day of assembly. Now, the sages, the ancient sages, interpreted this to mean that Hashem, that Adonai Jah, Rastafari, that Hailahim, the power, the true good, the true God, El Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, ask all who made pilgrimage 3 times in the year, and here at the third of the 3 times for the Sukkot tabernacles to tarry. In the Hebrew, this is expressed as Atzeret, in the Shemini Atzeret, to tarry. Now, the Hebrew root word It means to hold back. John says, hold up, hold back with him, to tarry with him for one additional day. He has given I and I another day, even the eighth day assembly, even the Shemini Atzeret. Now here, we also have the Tefillat Geshem, Tefillat, the prayer Geshem for rains. So the Shemini Atzeret perhaps is best known for the Tefillat Geshem, or the prayer Tefillat Geshem, rain, the prayer for rain. This is recited during the Musaf service, an additional prayer service recited right after the Shacharit Avoda, the morning, the dawning service. The prayer for Geshem, for rain, is inserted in the second section of the Amidah. The Amidah, the standing prayer, that's also known as the Shemona Esrei. The Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, where there is the phrase that translates to who makes the wind blow and makes the rain descend, and praying to Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, and praying to He who He be, Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem, He who He be, who makes the wind blow, Mashiv HaRuach, and makes the rain descend, U'morid HaGeshem. This is added to the bracha, to the blessing. The addition to the wording of the standing prayer, to the wording of the Amidah, is hereafter recited, continued to be recited until Pesach, until Passover, until Fasika. So here with the Tefillat Geshem in the Amidah, in the Shemona Esrei, in the standing prayer, the 18 benedictions, we have the insertion in the second section of the standing prayer of the Amidah, of the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, the Shemona Esrei, we have the phrase Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem, to He who He be, who He be, He be the one who makes the wind blow. He be the Mashiv HaRuach, makes the wind, the irit, the spirit, Ruach HaRuach, the wind, the irit, Mashiv HaRuach. He be the one who makes the wind blow, and U'morid HaGeshem, and makes the rain descend. So this is added to the standing prayer, to the 18 benedictions, and this addition to the wording of the Amidah is hereafter, or here forward, recited until we come to Pesach. So here, as we're coming out of the holy, the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the churchical year, coming out of season, it says in season and out of season, here as we're coming out of the season with the fulfillment of the three times in the year, the pilgrim feast, the festivals, with the conclusion of the seventh of the seven feasts, festivals of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, we have this addition, the Tefillat Geshem, the prayer for rain that continues until we return in season, once again at the beginning of the ecclesiastical, the churchical, the Hebrew churchical year, with the month of Abib, roughly around the time of April, May, until we come to Pesach, until we come to Passover, until we come to Fasika. Now, here, in addition, In addition, in the Hekal times, the Hekal, the Hebrew word for the temple, in the temple times, the temple I was, up until circa 70 AD, during the week, the Shabuah long feast and festival of tabernacles, of HaSukkot, of the Hag HaSukkot, 70 bulls during the temple times, 70 bulls were sacrificed as the Musaf, what's known as the Musaf offerings on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Why? Well, the 70 bulls that were sacrificed as the Musaf, that additional offering on HaMizbeach, the altar, this was for the 70 nations, the Gentiles, the 70 other nations of the earth on this earthly plane. But on the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, only one bull was sacrificed. And this one bull was for Yisrael, for Israel alone. Here from the Bamidbar Rabbah 21, section Sukkah 55b, it reads, "You may compare it to a king, a melech, even a negus, even negus and neges. You may compare this to a king who had a festival, a feast and a festival for 7 days, and invited all the nations of the world, all the nations, nationality of the earth, the Goye Ha'aret, to the 7 days of feasting. When the 7 days were over and the guests had gone, he said to his friend, Yisrael, to Israel, let us make I and I now have a small meal together to gather, just you and I, just the I and I, just I and I.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done.
So here for the Shemini Atzeret assembly, or the holding back. He holds us back for one more day. Here. He gives I and I another day. Now, those who might be familiar with this from the Brit Chadasha, there is a verse in the Brit Chadasha, right, that concerns this very idea of the eighth day. In Hebrews chapter 4, the epistle to the Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "For if Yeshua," right, in the KJV, it says, if Yeshua, "had given them rest." Now, some say this really is speaking of Yehoshua, which contracted can be and is Yeshua. Some think that Yeshua or Jesus or Jesus' Hebrew name really is Yehoshua. But that's actually where this kind of confusion comes in some of the translations, because in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 8, here's how it reads in the KJV. "For if Jesus, had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day." So here with the fulfillment of the Hag HaSukkot, the feast, the festival of tabernacles for the 7 days, coming to that great day, the seventh day of the feast, the Hoshana Rabbah. He says, stay for another day. And here, at the eighth day, I assembly. Now here, from the Torah, the prophets, also known as the Haftarah, and the Brit Chadashah, from the Trinity of Scriptures, here we have Deuteronomy. The reading from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. To Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17 from HaTorah. Then we have Numbers, fire key offering, word sound, Numbers chapter 29, verses 35 to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. From the Haftarah or the prophet's reading, First Kings chapter 8, verse 54 to verse 66, and from the Brit Chadashah, the renewed covenant called the New Testament, we have the gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, focus verses 1 to 9, and Mark gospel chapter 12, verses 28 to 33. And here, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, we have a psalm, today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 91 here in season, here for the season, here in the fulfillment of this Isla day and Isla time, here for the Shemini Atzeret.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest monkey living there a waff. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday, from separation, hey. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Now me say love and I need to hear where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation.
Holiday,
a break from separation. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation.
let's write up intro to today's daily psalm, and then we're going to proceed with the reading and feeding from the scriptures. Here we have Psalm 91. Yes, I
is true. Shield and buckler. The Shina with Sohera.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Oh, thank Jah, Rastafari. Greetings, brothers and sisters. The psalm for this day, psalm for the 91st psalm. What a psalm. Security, shalom in Elohim, shalom in Hashem, shalom in the name. Yes, glory be the King of Kings, Vishim Yeshua. Now, many commentators who speak about this particular psalm, they regard this psalm 91, with his confident tone, as like a pendant to Psalm 90. Some say it's to correct Psalm 90's gloomy reflections that are upon, you know, man's life and what is the life and the liberty of man.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, 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 salvation.
Here, today's daily song. Little overview right here from Shemini Atzeret Esa. It's gone.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. Greetings, brothers and sisters. The psalm for this day, psalm for the 91st psalm. What a psalm. Security, shalom in Elohim, shalom in Hashem, shalom in the name. Yes, glory be the King of Kings, B'Shem Yeshua. Now, many commentators who speak about this particular psalm, they regard this psalm 91, with its confident tone, as like a pendant to Psalm 90. Some say it's to correct Psalm 90's gloomy reflections that are upon, you know, man's life and what is the life and the liberty of man. Now, others declare that Moshe, was the author of the whole series of Psalms from Psalms 90 to Psalms 100. Now, some might dispute that, but it's an interesting idea, and when we read it in that light, we see much revelation, seeing that these psalms from Psalm 90 to Psalm 100 were composed by Moses, right? Or perhaps ascribe the psalm, if not to him, then to a poet or one who was under his influence, because of the language, the style. We find resemblances in, you know, with this particular psalm in Deuteronomy 32, right? Quite frequently we find, if you compare Psalm 91, this psalm, right, this day's psalm with the songs actually found in Deuteronomy 32. That's one of the means of the prophets. We found that out by studying the word for the prophets, that it also involved many times the original prophet's music, right, and composition and verse, as we have in the psalms and as we have in the scriptures, especially when we begin to study it from the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic. We begin to see that internal rhyme, right, and reason. So it wasn't just rhyme without reason. No, remember, it's the logos, all logical. So it's rhyme with reason. So some say that it's uncertain, in their view, whether this is an individual or a nation that's referred to. And each interpretation that this particular psalm is speaking of an individual. Some say it's speaking of an individual. Others say that it's speaking of a nation. Right? And each, you know, they have people that will defend. But, you know, you could see both views. But as we listen to that small, still voice, we actually, seeing in more of the Tawahedo view, it actually applies to both. It both applies to the individual and the nation. It's like saying, does this psalm apply to just us individually, right, or indivisible dually, right, like I and I. So it's both speaking to the members, right, the members, as well as speaking to the whole body. Right, speaking to each member, supplying each member what each member needs, as well as the assembly, the whole body. Right, so it's good to look at it in that sense as well, and don't just get on this kind of like just an analytical side, a left brain, but keep that balance. Right, you know, let's be, you know, stable, right, and learn, because many, you know, who are unstable and unlearned, they will twist it up. They will argue, oh, it's just an individual here, not speaking of a nation. Well, at the same time, you see, it's also speaking of both the individual and the group and the I, that Tawahedo, to that oneness, that coming together, that being in one consent, right? So now a feature of this psalm as well is that we have in this mizmor an alternation of the first and the second person. Some say that it's possibly and quite plausibly it was done with two voices. In other words, there were two different speakers in the psalm as we begin to study it. You know, we'll just read through it. We'll read through it. But as we go over it again, as Dekam, as Amorit, as Talmudim, as disciples, because the psalms are very crucial and very important, we begin to see that such psalm as 91 is actually a kedase, a kaddish, right, a kaddish. It's actually a liturgy, right? And we find this out as we start to study its style, right? So ideally, this can be a liturgy, and no doubt this was used, right, among the children of Israel. It's known in the times of the temple. These were used as liturgical, right? So that means that, you know, it's like when we look at the Ethiopian liturgy, right? And there's the priest, you know, there might be the bishop, the priest, the people, and being spoken back and forth, right? So now, according to some Targums or Turgum interpretations, explain that the poem, some explain it as the poem is a dialogue between David, right, Dawid and Shlomo, David and Solomon, right, between a father, ideally, and a son. Now, they say that the former, Dawid HaMelech, his verse begins, some say, at verse 2. And Shlomo, he responds, some say, at verse 9. And then Hashem, Baruch Hu, Elohim, he intervenes at verse 10. Now, others' analysis of Psalm 91, right, can also be found if we go into more of the details. We're going to go over it just briefly here. But one thing was interesting was that I think one scholar, Cheney is his name, he thinks of verses 14 to 16 as being spoken by a Kohen, by a priest. So that further backs up the liturgical or the Kaddish, the Kedase use of the psalm. So when we're reading through and we say the Psalms of David, we also are looking at ancient Hebrew and the liturgy of Zion, the liturgy of Zion. This is why the Psalms are so very, very important to us, as it was, and they were also to the first disciples and the original Dekam as Amoris of Getachin Jesus Christus, the original disciples, right? And we also have that proof of them singing psalms, and also the Sophia, the Pistis Sophia, another document just putting that out there. Peace to Sophia, I think, especially in times like these, for us to begin to study it, it would really explain, you know, more of the inner matter of this and that song. But we're going to go through this, Balmarinha and Nainglesinha, and then perhaps, you know, well, hopefully we'll have time as well, you know, to go into a study of the song. But right now, for the gathering here, our assembly here on the Ear and the Irid, we're going to go through just a basic read, right, momentarily. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Thank Jah.
מזמור צד א', יושב בסתר עליון בצל שדי יתלונן. אומר לאדוני מחסי ומצודתי, אלוהי אפתח בו. כי הוא יצילך מפח יתוש, מדבר הבוט. בעברתו יעשך לך, ותחת כנפיו תחצה, צינה וסוחרה אמיתו. לא תירא מפחד לילה, מחץ יעוף יומם. מדבר באופל יהלוך, מכתב ישוד צהריים. יפול מצדך אלף, ורבבה ממינך, אליך לא ייגש. רק בעיניך תביט, ושילומת רשעים תרצה. כי אתה, אדוני, מחסיד, עליון שמת מעונך. לא תאונה אליך רעה, ונגע לא יקרב באוהליך. כי מלאכיו יצב לך, לשמורך בכל דרכיך. על כפיים יישאונך, פן תגוף באבן רגליך. על שחל ופתן תדרוך, תרמוס כפיר ותנין. כבי חשק ואפלתהו, אשגבהו כי ידע שמי. יקראני ואענהו, עמו אנוכי ושרה. החלצהו ואכבדהו, אורך ימים אסביעהו, וארתהו בשועתי.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Salvation, 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 salvation.
Yeah. Eighth day assembly. Yes,
I'm going to testify.
And here, the eighth day assembly. So here for the Shemini Atzeret. What is the Shemini Atzeret? Shemini, eighth Atzeret. Referring to the assembly, or from the Hebrew, we have the Atzeret, which comes from the root to hold back. So it's as if, and here from one of the ancient teachings, one may compare it to a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and neges, who had a feast, a festival for 7 days and invited all the nations of the world, all the nations of the earthly plane to the 7 days of feasting. When the 7 days were over and the guests had gone, he said to his friend, he said to Yisrael, make I and I now have a small meal together, just you and I, just I and I. Yes, I. Here. The eighth day, Jah has given I and I another day. He says, stay for one more day. The eighth day assembly here in the season.
I. I'm going to testify.
So here. We have Isis. The Isis, according to the royal order, is Psalm 91. That was just a brief kind of an overview, an intro right there to the 91st Psalm here in the season, the reason for the season here at the eighth day assembly. We have the Torah readings from Deuteronomy chapter 14, focus verses 22 to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. The fire keywords found in the offerings, Numbers chapter 29, focus verses 35 to chapter 30, verse 1. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have 1 Kings chapter 8 from verse 54 to verse 66. And in the Brit, Chadasha, the Hadith, Kidan, the Adis Kidan, the renewed covenant reading, Matthew's Gospel chapter 17, focus verses 1 to 9, and Mark chapter 12, focus verses 28 to 33. Gonna ride up right here. Here, special podcast of the T to T, the Testify Tuesday here for the Shemini Atzeret, for the eighth day. Just say stay one more day here for the eighth day assembly. And once again, that word from the Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 4 and 8, where it says, if Jesus, according to the translation of Jesus, Isis, Yeshua, more correctly some say Yehoshua, Old Testament Yehoshua, had given them rest, you know, there's another day. So here for another day. Yes, I, after the fulfillment of the seventh feast, here in the seventh moon, the Hebrew moon, the seventh moon, seventh feast, here. And after the seventh day, the eighth day assembly. So here, let's ride up with Luciano here with this Psalm 91, and then we'll segue into the reading and feeding for the Iowa. Yes, I. Rise to the
front. Oh, now. Oh, now. Jah Almighty. Never leave us, never leave us. Jah. Never leave us lonely. Jah. Never leave us lonely. Jah. Leave us lonely, Jah. Never leave us lonely. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. leave us lonely. Jah, never leave us lonely. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nights of pestilence. Again, he shall cover thee with his powers, and under his wings will abide. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. So I say, will never leave us lonely. 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 Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly it by daylight, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. For I say, Jah, will never leave us lonely. Jah, will never leave us lonely. Leave us lonely, Jah, never leave us lonely. Jah, ah, will never leave us lonely. Jah, ah.
Yes.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Right there from Psalm. We have Psalm 27. Psalm 27 verse 5. And we went into it. But here, seeing how the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here the day after the finding of the true cross, Meskel Enkwan. Congratulations, Enkwan Le Berhana Meskelu, for the light, the Berhan, Berhane, the light of Meskelu, his cross, Bedechna, Derasachu, he has caused the eye and I and I to reach the light, the illumination of the true cross, of his cross. Right here in the season, that verse there, just to zoom in on it, in tune with today's daily psalm, Psalm 91. Psalm 27, verse 5, for in the time the eye was troubled of evil, of ra'ah in the Hebrew, it says, he shall hide I and I in his pavilion. That word pavilion, going into it and bringing it out, is the word sukkah, his pavilion. The word pavilion, sukkah, a singular, and sukkot is pavilions, huts, tabernacles, booths. So here, the region for the season, we're in the world, not of the world. So in the Iowa of trouble, so much trouble in the world, he hides I and I in his sukkah, in his hut, in his booth, in his pavilion. Here, fulfill the verse. In the secret of his tabernacle, his tent, he shall hide I and I. He shall set I and I up on, upon a rock. Yes, I, Rastafari, because in Yehuda.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
And here, a mash right here on that Luciano, that rhythm right there, Psalm 91. Here we have the English, we have the Hebrew, and the Royal Amharic right here. Keeping it Levitical, Rastafari Levite, just I, Rastafari, here. Come again, lift up, Rastafari.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Here, let's just lift this up. Yes, I am man.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation, 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 salvation.
מזמור צד א', יושב בסתר עליון, בצל שדי יתלונן. אומר לאדוני, מחסי ומצודתי, אלוהי אפתח בו. כי הוא יצילך מפח יקוש, מדבר אבות. בעברתו יעשך לך, ותחת כנפיו תחצה. צינה וסוחרה אמיתו. לא תירא מפחד לילה, מחץ יעוף יומם, מדבר באופל יהלוך, מקטב ישוד צהריים. ייפול מצדך אלף, ורבבה ממינך, אליך לא ייגש. רק בעיניך תביט, ושילומת רשעים תרצה. כי אתה, אדוני, מחסי, עליון שמת מעונך. לא תאונה אליך רעה, ונגע לא יקרב באוהליך. כי מלאכיו יצב לך, לשמורך בכל דרכיך. על כפיים יישאונך, פן תגוף באבן רגליך. על שחל ופתן תדרוך, תרמוס כפיר ותנין. כבי חשק ואפלתהו, אשגבהו כי ידע שמי. יקראני ואענהו, עמו אנוכי וצרה. אחלצהו ואכבדהו, אורך ימים אסביעהו ואראהו בשועתי.
believers lonely.
مزمور زتنا بكنف زتنا عد يداويت يمسقانا مزمور بلقول متأجايا منور كلن بميشل عملاك تلاوس يادرا اكزيافيرن انت مستامن ياينه لوانو عملاكينا مششيغينو برسوم متامنا ارسو كادان واتمد كم ياسدن قطم نقريا دينها اللنا بلابا وچوي غاردها بكم فوچوم بتاشت التمامنا اللنا اونتن دقاشا يكبه كليليت قرما بكن كمي بر فلاتا بچ اللما كمي يدكفو نقر هادقاننا كك اسرقاني ناس تفر بات اقبشي بكن يما سرشي ودقان ودهان تقنا يكرو باينوچي بچات ملكتان يهات عاننن بدرات تايال عبيتو انت تسفاين هن لقولن متقيا هادر كفو نقر ودهان تايك اردم مكسفتم ودبيت هاي قبا بمن قد خلو يتبك ازن ملاكتون سلانت عزاز شوالن اقرهم بدن قاين دات السناكل بجو تشاس شويان سوهان بسكول عنا بقباب لايسي كامال هم بساون النازن دون ترقصا بني تمامن والن ناس تلوال سمين موقع لنا قار دوال يتران يال امال سلتن مال بمكراون قزي كرسو قار هون عدنو عالو اكبرو مال رجمن دميات اقبوال ما دانين ما سايوال
To the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
ברוך אתה אדוני. ברוך הבא ירושלים. ברוך אתה אדוני. ברוך הבא ירושלים. ברוך אתה אדוני.
Shemini Atzeret, you're here, make it right up, right up. That's right.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabein, Weruach, HaKadosh Yahuwah, Echad, 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 Echad.
Name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one he who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. For the Shemini Atzeret, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. B'shem Av, Urmen Fiskedus, Ahadu Amlak, Nijim Ralen, begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one He who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Asera te asera et kola te buat zarekta hayotze ha sade shana shana. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth shana, shana, year by year. And thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before He who be, we be, thy Elohim, in the place which He shall choose to place Shemo, His name, Sham, there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, that thou mayest learn to reverence, that thou mayest learn to respect Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be who He be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from the eye, which Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, Sham, His name there. When Yahuwah Eloheka hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go to the place which Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, who He be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase, the same shana, the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates, and the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, may bless thee, in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. Hebrew book of Moshe, fifth book, Deuteronomy, chapter 15, the sabbatic year, the sabbatical year. At the end of every 7 years thou shalt make a release. And this is the man of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's, He who be who he be, Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release, save except when there shall be no poor among you. For the Yahweh shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken to the voice of the Yahweh, he be thy Elohim, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Yahweh thy Elohim blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, many goyim, but they shall not reign over thee. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide to him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his needs in that which he wanteth. Because, Sleeka, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked, thy ratchet heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught, and he cry to the Yahweh against thee, and it be sin, chatiat, akri, forfeiture, lack to the eye. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest to him, because that for this thing the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide to thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold to the eye and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherewith the Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee. Thou shalt give to him, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, and the Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. The perpetual servant, verse 16. And it shall be, if he say to thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee, and thine house, because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also to thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard to the eye when thou sendest him away free from the eye, for he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years, and the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock, thou shalt sanctify to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it, lifnei Yahweh Elohekem, shana shana, year by year, in the place which the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall take it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16. The Passover, Pesach. Observe the month of Abib, Abib, and keep the Pesach, Fasica, to Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, the Yahweh Eloheka brought thee forth out of Mitzrayim by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Pesach, the Fasica, to Egziavir, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, Thea. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover, Pesach, Fasica, within any of thy gates which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee I, but at the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place Shemo, his name, in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Pesach, Fasica, the Passover, at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work therein. The Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, verse 9. 7 weeks shalt thou number to thee, I. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks to the Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give to the Yahweh thy Elohim, according as Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee. Aye. And thou shalt rejoice, lifne Yahweh Eloheka, before he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, thou, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh Eloheka hath chosen to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, Mitzrayim, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes: the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, verse 13. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the Slicker. And thou shalt rejoice. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast to Yahweh Eloheka in the Makom, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh Eloheka shall bless thee, aye, in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. The gifts of the males, verse 16. Three times in Ashana shall all thy males appear, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, in the Makom, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the baraka, the blessing of Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, which he hath given thee, I. Kabur l'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, l'kadmawi, chay l'salase, l'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach. Glory be to the word, to the sound, to the power. Glory, glory, glory be to I and thy Father, I and thy King, the first power of the Trinity, the Jesus Christus, the Getachinson. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice,
let them rejoice.
So here, before we write up with the word sound of the offering, just to share this, that in the Haykal, in the Temple Times, pre-70 A.D., during the Shavua-long feast festival of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, Feast, Pavilions, Booths, Huts, 70 bulls were sacrificed as Musaf offerings, additional offerings on the altar for the 70 nations of the earth on the earthly plane. But here on the Shemini Atzeret, on the eighth day, the eighth day assembly, only one bull was sacrificed for Yisrael alone. But here, word sound of the offering right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, Shema'a, Yisrael.
On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. One bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat for a sin offering, beside a continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your free will offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your meat offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 30. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord? For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Zionai is the words, Zionai mouth, the calves, Zionai listen, the Aishans, Aishans offering, yes, sir. And you hear the Haftarah, the prophets, the Baraka, blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam. Asher b'char b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debereihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book, First Kings, chapter 8, verses 54 to verse 66. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication to Yahweh Uruku, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be Yahweh, Baruch Atah Yahweh, to have given rest to his people Yisrael, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moshe, his servant. Yahweh our Elohim, Baruchu, be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. Let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before Yahweh, be near to Yahweh Elohimu day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Yisrael at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is Elohim, Buruku, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments, as at this day. And the king and all Yisrael with him offered sacrifices before Yahweh, Lifnei Yahweh, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to Yahweh, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Yisrael, the Bani Yisrael, dedicated the house of Yahweh. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh. For there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before Yahweh was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Yisrael with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath to the river of Egypt, before Yahweh our Elohim, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that Yahweh Baruch Hu had done for David his servant and for Yisrael his people. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. King of kings, the Ethiopian, the Wooster guest. Sumi Igizi Abi here, the elect of himself. System Tachim in the Hanatachim Yeshua. Hamoshia. Amen. Amen.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Hak Adosh Baruku Barukash Barukash Barukash.
Here the breed Chadasha New Covenant.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha Olam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarik Ha Chadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
God bless you. We find your peace are improvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Hak Adosh Baruku Barukash 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 Barukash.
For Sukkot Tabernacles Day 8, the Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan on Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. From the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17 verse 1 through 9. In Mark chapter 12, verse 28 through 33. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew chapter 17. verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit. U miketz sheshet yamim, lakachlo Yeshua et Petros, ve'et Yaakov, ve'et Yochanan, achyu, v'ya'alem bedad al har gaboah. V'yistane le'aneihim, v'yazhiru p'nayu, kashemesh u'begadayu, ka'or hilbinu. And after 6 days, Yeshua, Jesus, taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, Adonai, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud that said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, till the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Mark chapter 12, the great commandments, verse 28, Kaf Het, verse 29, Kaf Tet, verse 30, Lamed. Ve'achad min hasoporim shema otam mit rachim, v'yikrab aleihem, v'yar ki heyiteb heshibam, v'yishalehu ma hi harishona lekol hamitzvot, v'yon oto Yeshua harishona lekol hamitzvot. Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Ve ahabta et Yahweh Eloheka, bekol lebabka, u bekol nafshika, u bekol midaka, u bekol meodeka, zohia hamitzwa harishona. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, What is the first commandment of all? And Yeshua answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Yahweh Eloheka, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, Rebbe, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one Elohim, Elohim Achad, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Yeshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of Elohim. And no man after that durst ask him any question. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulachailu, Kaburulaketamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The first commandment, Yeshua, Grandmaster Adonai, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and hear, Kalamawi HaVitzalai say.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Here, in the season, the reason for the season, the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, looking forward, right here. And now, usually according to the tribe and tradition, also at this particular time, on the eighth day, a portion, some say, of the Wizot HaBaraka. But what's interesting right here, is that the Wizot, modern Hebrew is Vizot, That's according to that pronunciation. But Afro-Semitically, compare and contrasting the Ethiopic and looking at the true reading and enunciation of the letters. We're going to ride up with this paleo thing. A lot of people are getting caught up in this paleo myth. But Ethiopic gives us a true context. But wizot, and this she, ha baraka, often is brought forward right here. And to those in the live stream and listening right here, we are here about 5 minutes. 5 minutes before we go into the grace period of this podcast, I'd like to touch on today's daily psalm a little more. Right here. But let's ride up with Zot HaBaraka, which is the 54th sabbatical study, before we rewind to the beginning and begin again. Shabbat coming forward. Bereshith, Genesis. We pick up with the Genesis right here. So Zot HaBaraka, but to the brothers and sisters and those in live stream, about 4 or so minutes as the eye seeks to call forward. And just to ride up from the New Covenant reading, Once again, it's a very key word. That's why we share what His Majesty says right here, because you get some false, you know, some false disciples, or at least disciples that are in the false doctrine, false teaching that goes against the Bible and the teaching of His Majesty, that be teaching everything other than what we know, Kedemawi Haile Selassie say. So this is why we share this right here. You hear the full of four. Got about 3 minutes, y'all, calling. Many a call. You can choose 515-602-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or catch it in the replay. But hear the fullness of Kedemawi Haile Selassie speaking to the same word as His Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, says, the word made flesh and dwelling, tabernacling amongst I and I.
My advice to all,
His Majesty's advice
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Good for you.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Yes, sir, this is the roots of I and I, true sovereignty and nationhood, according to the teachings of His Majesty, Kedemawi Haile Selassie HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Baruch, blessed Hashem, blessed be Hashem, the name. Jah kingdom come. Yes, sir, let's build the kingdom according to the teaching of His Majesty. Hear.
The kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie, I am his shepherd. The kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. The kingdom come down upon earth, revolutionary soldier is heard.
Babylon of the God, say mute them off, they accept the truth, come on, a revolutionary soldier, long time we do them off, they mute them off, they accept, well, them just stop me from freedom, make sure Babylon, you gun them soon, have no use, no more get a youth, then you can come shoot, they do them sick, and then find the truth, again, the truth will like the sea, the people like the fruit, I am the plant, I am the lamb, this them and the root, Louisiana, kick them with the division, boy.
Behold the Lion of Judah, has conquered again and again, setting the captives free. Upon earth, King Selassie, I am
your shepherd. Well, Babylon, to listen when you're better inclined. Don't knock me 7 miles, I'm blocked a line. Believe all the Babylon now anytime. The youth them sick, them search and find. And them now I am at 11 and you're 39. Too much get no youth dead from borderline. And no more youth, no feet get no carbine. One fight, wrong a fight, and I'm for the fuck with mine. Brainwash education, I'm with them. Sign Babylon, not ego. They mute them up.
man, the accent, the truth. Man, the revolutionary told a long time, the truth, them off the, they mute them off the accent. Well, them can't stop me from lead out me truth.
The kingdom come down upon earth, better for a life of the earth. The kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie, I am his shepherd. The kingdom come down upon earth, better for a life of the earth.
Babylon and go over sun. When them see the mountains, they'll find the ocean. Them a wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the whole of them, they better overstand. Africa, me know that it's a land you come from. They did have to move it through the pollution. Aye, Luciana, then Patron, they sang Babylon a figure. Then you, them a me accept the truth. Man, the revolution, every soul, the land time.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation, 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 salvation,
Mizmor Adai Aleph, Psalm 91, Mizmor Adai Aleph, Psalm XCI, Yosheh B'Seitir Elyon, Bitz El Shaddai, Yitalonan. O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty, Yosheh B'Seitir Elyon, Bitz El Shaddai, Yitalonan. Omar LaYahua Machsi, Ua Mitzudati, Elohai Evdach Bo. I will say of Jehovah, Omar LaYahua Machsi, Ua Mitzudati. He who is my refuge, Machsi. And my fortress, Ua Mitzudati. Elohai, my Elohim, Elohai. Ebach Bo, Ebach, Ebach Bo, in whom I trust. He who Yad Ilika Nupach Yakush. Nia Dever Hawot, he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. For he, ki hu Yad Ilika Nupach Yakush, and from the noisome pestilence, Ni Dever Hawot. Mi dever hawot, mi dever hawot, and from the noisome pestilence, I find protection. Today's daily psalm, theme, security in Elohim. Mizmor Adai Aleph, Adai Aleph, Adai Aleph, Yosheb B'Seitir Elyon, El Shaddai Yitalonan. Omar LaYahua Machsi Umitzudati Elohai Etach Bo.
The first voice speaks here in the first two verses of today's daily song. Many commentators regard this mizmor with a confident tone as a pendant to mizmor to Psalm XC Mizmor Adai, Psalm 90, to correct its gloomy reflections upon man's life, upon man's liberty. Rashi declares Moshe to be the author of the whole series of Psalms from Psalm XC, from Psalm 90 to the Seed Psalm, to Psalm 100. That is, some say, an untenable view, and Ibn Ezra likewise ascribes the psalm, the Mizmor, to him, or a poet who was under his influence. So Ibn Ezra likewise ascribes today Mizmor, Mizmor Adai Aleph, Psalm 91, to Moshe or to a poet who was under his influence. Resemblances, we have resemblance here with Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, Deuteronomy XXXII, 32, are not infrequent in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Aleph. It is uncertain, some say, whether an individual or the nation is referred to. Each targum, each interpretation has its advocates. A feature of the Mizmor Adai Aleph is the alternation of the first and second persons. A feature of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Aleph, the 91st psalm, is the alternation of the first and second persons. That is plausibly explained as indicating that two voices speak antiphonally, as a call and a response, antiphonally, or antiphonally, call and response. The Targum, the interpretation, explains the poem as a dialogue between David and Shlomo, between David and Solomon. The former, David, begins at verse 2. Shlomo, Solomon responds at verse 9. And Elohim intervenes at verse 10. Cheney's analysis of today's daily psalm is given below, except that Cheney thinks, one of the commentators on today's daily psalm, thinks that verses 14 to 16 are spoken by a Kohen, are spoken by a priest. So the first voice opening today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Aleph, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High. Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, B'El Shaddai Yitalonan, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty. B'El Shaddai Yitalonan. Omar La Yahuwah Machsi Umitsudati. I will say of Jehovah, who is my refuge and my fortress. Omar La Yahuwah Machsi Umitsudati. Elohai Ebtach Bo. Elohai, my God, my true good. Elohai, Haliai, Elohai, Ebtach, Bo, in whom I trust, in whom I am confident. O thou, is here better rendered as he that dwelleth, Yosheb. Yosheb, beginning with he who dwelleth, Yosheb, he that dwelleth in the covert, B'Seter, in the Seter, the hidden place, the covert, the secret hiding place, the Seter,
B'Seter, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, B'Seter Elyon, B'Seter Elyon, 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 Most High, the Elyon, the Most High abideth in the shadow of the Almighty, B'Tel Shaddai Yitalonan. So here this can be rendered as, he that dwelleth in the covert, secret hiding place of the Most High abideth in the shadow of the Almighty. Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, B'Tel Shaddai Yitalonan. Covert, B'Seter, Mistatir, one who hides himself, mystery, Mistatir. Here we have B'Seter, in the Seter, the Seter, the secret hiding place. Compare and contrast with Psalm 27, Psalm 27 at verse 5. Kia Yitzipeneni, B'Sukoh, B'Yom Ra'a. Yasa tireini b'seter aholo b'tzora yiromamen. For he concealeth me, concealeth I, in his pavilion in the day of evil. Kia yitzipeneni, ki yitzipeneni. For he concealeth I, hideth I. Kia yitzipeneni, b'suko, in his booth, in his tabernacle, as his pavilion, his booth, his hut. B'suko, b'yom ra'a, in the day of evil. Kia yitzipeneni, b'suko, b'yom ra'a. Yasa tireini b'seterra aholo. He hideth me, he hideth I. Yasa tireini, yas tireini, he hideth I. Yas tirei ani, ani, yas tireini, ani, he hideth ani, I, yas tireini. B'seter, in the covert, b'seter aholo, aholo, of his tent, aholo, aholo, of his tent. B'tzora yiromameni, he lifted I up, up on, upon a rock. B'tzora yiromameni, yiromameni, he lifted me, yiromameni. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor, Mizmor, Kaf Zain, 27th Psalm. Here he breaks through the 5th verse. For he concealeth I in his pavilion in the day of evil. He hideth I in the covert of his tent. He lifteth I up, up on a rock, pavilion. Kia yitzipeneni b'sukol b'yom ra'a, pavilion. As in Psalm 10, Hebraic 9th verse, use of a lion's lair, a covert, where it reads, ki yitzipeneni, for he concealeth I b'sukol in his pavilion, b'suko. He is thinking of the law of hospitality in the East. A flimsy tent may be the surest of all refuge in the desert, if reception into it means that the traveler is under the powerful protection of a Bedouin sheikh. To use this as an example of the sense here, Kia yitzipeneni b'suko b'yom ra'a. For he concealeth I in his pavilion in the day of evil. Evil. Ra'a. 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 Evil. Trouble and danger. Trouble and danger. Yastireni b'seter aholo. He hideth
yastireini as the verb. Yastireini, yastireini, vitsater. He converted I in the covert. Yastireini vitsater aholo, aholo, aholo of his tent. Bitsur upon the rock, by way of the rock. Bitsur, bitsur, yiromemeini, yiromemeini, yiromemeini. He lifted I up on bitsur, on a rock. A rock fastness where he is secure from attack. Here, point of reference with the covert found in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Aleph, here in the first verse that reads, Yosheb B'Seter Elyon, he that dwelleth, he that is seated, Yosheb, Yosheb, he that is seated, he that is enthroned, Yosheb B'Seter Elyon, he that dwelleth in the covert of Elyon, of the Most High, B'Tzel, in the shadow, in the Tzel, B'Tzel Shaddai, Shaddai, of the Almighty, Yitalonan, Yitlonan, Yitlonan, he abideth. Shadow, B'Tzel, B'Tzel, the image is of a mother bird here, sheltering her young beneath her wings. Compare with verse 4, and hide me in the shadow of thy wings. And Psalm 17, Hebraically the 8th verse. The image is of a mother bird sheltering her young beneath her wings. As just scrolling to the 4th verse, which says, he will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and buckler. His truth is a shield and buckler. Be'evrato, be'evrato, yasek lak. He will cover thee with his pinions. Be'evrato, yasek lak. Witahata knafayo tehse, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. And under his wings, witahata knafayo tehse, with I tehse take refuge. Ina with sohera emito, amito, his truth, amito, emito, his truth is a shield and a buckler. Ina with sohera emito, emito. So the connection of the shadow, Bitzel, Bitzel Shaddai, Bitzel Shaddai, Bitzel Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty, Bitzel Shaddai, Yitalonan, Yitalonan, Shaddai, Shaddai, this appellation, this name of the Hashem, like Most High, like Elyon, we have two of the appellations, the names of the Most High, of He Who Be, Who You Be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. This indicates Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's power to provide refuge. These two appellations, these two name attributes, Yosheb B'Seter Elyon, B'Tzel Shaddaya Yitalonan, Omar la Yahuwah machsi u mitzudati Elohai ebtach bo. I will say of He Who Be, Who You Be, who is my refuge and my fortress. My Elohim, Elohai, Haliyai,
in whom I trust, in whom I take confidence. Ebtach bo, ebtach bo. Who is my refuge? Better, he is my refuge. Machsi, machsi, machsi. He is my refuge. And substitute a full stop for the comma at the end of the verse. Substitute a full stop. A full stop. Omar la Yahua machsi. U mitzudati Elohai ebtach bo. In that sense there, this is the opening, the first voice, the divine, divine protection, protection, speaking right here. And this brings us here to verses 3 and 4, Hebraically. Ha'el, the deliverer, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the deliverer, the I liverer. Here, the second voice speaks. The second voice speaks, picking up at verse 3. Ki hu yatzilika mipachad yakush midaber hawot. He, that he, for he, ki hu, for he will deliver thee. For he will deliver thee. Ki hu yatzilika. Ki hu yatzilika. Ki hu yatzilika. For he will deliver thee. Will not al, will like snatch thee, will snatch thee out of the situation, will deliver thee. Ki hu yatzilika mipach yakush. From mipach, the snare, the pach, mipach, mipach yakush, yakush, yakush of the fowler, one seeking to catch trapped birds. So the second voice speaking that he, for he, better some would render, indeed he, ki hu, ki hu, ki hu, for he, that he, indeed he. The pronoun is emphatic in the Ibrit, in the Hebrew. Ki hu, for he himself and none other. Ki hu yatzilika, will snatch the eye, will deliver the eye, snatch the eye out of it. Ki hu yatzilika mipach yakush. From the pach of the yakush, of the fowler. Mi dever havot, mi dever havot. And from the noisome, havoc, pestilence. Mi dever havot, mi dever havot. From the noisome, pestilence. That he, ki hu, indeed he, ki hu, he, and none other, will deliver thee, yatzilika, 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 from the traps laid by adversaries, from the traps, mipach yakush, mipach yakush, from the snare of the fowler, from the traps of the adversaries, adversaries. Again, this idea is brought out in Psalm 124, Hebraically, the seventh verse. Psalm CXXIV. So here, 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 Psalm 124, seventh verse, Hebraically here, seventh verse. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we be escaped. We are escaped and we are escaped. Nafashenu k'sipora nimalita nimlita nimlita. We are escaped. Our souls escape. K'sipor, as a sipor, as sipor, as a bird. Nafshenu k'sipora nimlita mipach yokashin mipach. So here we have from the pach mipach yokashin, yokashin of the fowlers, of the fowlers, of the fowlers, But here, in this connection of the sneer of the fowler in the singular, mipach yakush, here in Mizmor Kof Kaf Dalet, Psalm 124, here the comparison of the sense, nafshenu kuf ipora, nim letah, mipach yokshi, the sneer of the fowlers, Yakush, and here Yokashi. Hapach Nishbar Wa Enachnu Nimalatnu. The sneer is broken. Hapach Nishbar Hapach Nishbar Hapach Nishbar. The sneer is broken. Wa Nachnu. And we and I, why nachnu, enachnu, I and I, we, why nachnu, nima latnu, and we are escaped. So here, this sense once again being brought out and connected even with today's daily psalm, the traps laid by the adversary. Here, in the singular sense, mipach yakush. Dear Mipach Yokashi, the fowlers in the plural sense, from the noisome pestilence, from Mi Dever Havot, modern Hebrew we point as Mi Dever Havot, and from the noisome havoc pestilence, Mi Dever Havot. In that more ancient Hebrew pronunciation, mi deber, hawot, from the noisome hawot, render, some say perhaps, from a violent death, literally, bringing out the Hebrew sense of it, from death of destruction, Mi dever havot. For this sense of dever or dever, the dever, very interesting word, dever, interesting dabar word. Here we have dever in the connection of pestilence. And in Psalm LXXVIII and 50, here in Psalm 88, Psalm Slika, 78 and 50, let's go to 78 and 50, in the opening verses of today's daily psalm. Here we're in the second voice in verses 3 to 4, just getting a groundation here. So for this sense of the dever, mi dever, from the dever hawot, what is the dever, the noisome pestilence? So here in Psalm 78, here in Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm LXXVII, verse 50, it says, he leveled a path for his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. Yifaleis nati le'apo lo chasak mi miyamaveta nafsham with chayayatam la dever hisagir. He leveled a path for his anger. Yifaleisa nativa le'apo. He leveled a path for his anger. Level the path, Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Remove every restraint from Apo, Le'apo, for his anger. removed every restraint from his anger so that it had full play. Yifalesa nativa lapo. He spared not their soul from death. Lo chasaka miyamareta nafsham. He spared not their soul, nafsham, from death. Ni mawet. Lo chasaka miyamareta nafsham. But gave their life over to the pestilence with Hayatam and their lives, with Hayatam, La Dever, He Sagir, but gave their life over to the pestilence, La Dever, their soul, their life. After the attacks upon their property had proved unavailing, the blow then fell upon their lives to the pestilence. La Deva, to the Deva. Now, verse 48 here in this song links with this, where in verse 48, the same song, Mizmor, Ein, Kate, the 78th psalm, he gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to fiery boats. Here, verse 48. Wayasgir la barad bi'iram. Right? Gave over their flocks to the hail. U'miknehem lar shafim. And their flocks to fiery boats. Now here, the injury to the cattle is specifically mentioned in Shemot in Exodus chapter 9, verses 19 and verse 25. Now we have here Barad, Wayasagir La Barad Be'iram. He gave over their cattle also to the hail. Barad, like the Barad the hail, Barad. There is a manuscript variant, that actually has Deber, pestilence, the fifth plague, according to Shemot Exodus chapter 9, verse 3. And then we have the fiery boat, U'miknehem, La Rishafim, lightning flashes that accompany a hailstorm. But in Habakkuk 3 and 5, they are said to be connected with pestilence, with Deber, right? And may mean fever or inflammation. So here in the Hebrew, a very interesting word that is connected with the word, but in this context here, the Deva, right, is the pestilence. Now the cognate word, they say in Arabic, the cognate word in the Arabic language to Deva means death. And Deber, modern Hebrew Deber, in the ancient Hebrew Deber, has a similar meaning in the rabbinical Hebrew. So in the Arabic, the cognate word in Arabic is signified. It doesn't translate, but it signifies death, the Deber. And also in rabbinical Ivrit, rabbinical or the scholar's Hebrew, it also has the same sense. Just to bring this sense right here out as it's compared with this phrase here concerning the noisome pestilence. Mi dever havot, mi dever havot. The noisome havot, havot, havoc. He will cover thee. He will cover thee. De evrato yasek lak. He will cover the eye. For the elaboration of the figure of the mashal, the parabolical, the mashal, refer to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 11. Chapter 32 in the Ha'azinu. This reference here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Alei, Be'evrato Yasek Lak. He will cover thee with his pinions. With his pinions. Be'evrato. With his pinions. Right? Interesting word here. Pinions. In the KJV, in the King James Version, it reads, he shall cover thee with his feathers. With his feathers. So here we have evrato, be evrato, by way of evrato, 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 his evra. Evra is a pinion, a wing or pinion. So the KJV translates this as, he shall cover thee with his feathers. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Coming from the Sefer Tehillim translation here, Be'evrato yasek lak, he will cover thee with his pinions. So zooming in on the H84 word, evra, the pinion of a bird, an ostrich, an eagle, dove, a wing, or a pinion, a wing of Elohim, metaphorically, in a metaphorical way of speaking. Now, evra is a noun feminine, right? And it's from the eber, or the eber, a wing, an old word for wing, right? Pinion of a bird, a dove, specifically, and an eagle. In a secondary sense, of a Babylonian king, figuratively speaking, a pinion, right? Wing, like a long wing. And then we bring it down to the root, the abar, like abar, different than eber, because one is aleph. Here we have the aleph, right? Abar, or abar, to fly, abar, to fly, to move wings as a verb, right? The primitive root to soar, to fly, the abar. Right, so abar, here we have bi evrato. So wings is also appropriate, right? Wings is also appropriate. Just comparing and contrasting, right? Comparing and contrasting these opening verses with the first voice speaking in verses aleph and beit, the ab, aleph, beit, and here in verses Gimel, Dalet, Gamel, Dalet, right, we have the second voice. He shall cover thee, right? The elaboration of the figure, as we have mentioned, the elaboration of the figure right here can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 11, the Ha'azinu. And here in Devarim, Nun Gamel, here, 53rd Torah portion, chapter Lamed Beit, chapter 32, the comparison as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Beareth them on her wings. So here, we have the mashal. This mashal, this proverb, this parable, this figure. Here's the mashal here from the Hebrew. Kanesha ya'ira kino. Ala gozalayo yerachis yifarosa kenafayo yekahehu yesaehu ala evrato. Now it's interesting looking at the translation, right? The translation. We see this right here. Actually, the way it's translated is a little bit different than it's speaking of his. For example, Kanesha Yair Ino, right? Ino, as a eagle Yair, right? Stirs up a Ino, Ino, right? Her nest, it really says his nest as an eagle, using her as an example of he who be who he be. Kanesha Yair Ino, Ino, his, right, nest. Allah gozalayo yirachef, yirachef, hovereth over his young, right, his gozal, gozalayo, gozalo, gozalayo, hovereth over his young chicks, so to speak. Yifrosa kanafayo yekahehu, spreadeth abroad his wings and taketh them, in the context of taketh him, beareth them on, the translation in the Chumash says beareth them on her pinions. Here in the KJV, beareth them on her wings. And here we have the Evra in the sense of his wings, Evrato. Yesaehu ala Evrato, beareth them on Evrato, Evrato, on his, right, on his wings. But the analogy, of course, is the eagle, the Nesher, right, the Nesher, the eagle, whose instinct of love and pity for her young is very great, does not enter her nest suddenly, but gradually awakens them by flapping her wings before entering. And this is the mashal, this is the figure here. Similarly, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had always treated Yisrael with such consideration. So thus the mashal, the figure, right, the simile, the proverb, as it were, hovering over her young, hovering over her young. Here we have Al Gozalayo Yirachis, Yirachis, hovering or fluttering, right, Raha, Raha, to grow soft, to relax, Raha, to brood over, Raha, to be relaxed, to flutter, to move, to shake. It has a sense of to hover. During a flight, the Nesha, right, the eagle, hovers over her young to protect them. Likewise, a protective cloud followed Yisrael, Israel, on his wandering through the Midbar, on his wandering through the wilderness, the wildness. And then we have this part of the phrase here in the Ha'azinu, Song of Moses, Ian Devarim, in Deuteronomy, the Lamed Beit, in the 32nd chapter. Beareth them on her pinions. Beareth them on her pinions. Here we have Yisaehu al Evrato. Yisaehu al Evrato. Evrato is his pinion. But here we have a reference to Exodus, the Shemot, to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. So let's go to Exodus chapter 19 and look at the fourth verse. for this comparison. Here in the fourth verse of Exodus chapter 19, ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Atem, Re'item, Asher, Asisi, Le Mitzrayim, Waesa Etekem, Allah Kanse, Nisharim, Wa Adi Etekem, Elai. Ye have seen what I did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians. Atem, you all, Atem, Atem, y'all, Atem, Re'item, y'all, being seers, y'all have seen, Re'item, Atem, Re'item, Asher, Asiti, Le Mitzrayim. You have seen that which Asher, Asiti, Asiti, that I did, Asiti, Le Mitzrayim, to the Mitzrayim. Why Saetikem Alakante Nisharim, and how I bore you on the Kanfe Nisharim, on the eagles Nisharim. Now, that's an eagle, but the eagles Kanfe wings, Alakante Nisharim, and brought you to myself. Wadi etekem elai. Wadi etekem elai. And brought you elai to myself. And brought you to I. Wadi etekem elai. So here, in the fourth verse, zooming in on eagle's wings. On eagle's wings. The eagle, the nesher, here in the plural nisharim, being the highest flying bird, and therefore fearing no attack from above, because the eagle, the nesher, is the highest flying bird, therefore it doesn't fear any attack from above, carries its young on its wings to protect them from arrows shot from below. Likewise, in the mashal sense of this, right, the symbolic, logical sense of this, did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, extend to Yisrael his protection, his itection, protection by means of the pillar of cloud, through that no missiles, no arrows could fly through the pillar, right, of cloud. As the eagle, the nesher, carries its young through the ear, unconquered by man, so did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, so did Elohim, lead Yisrael through the Midbar, through the wilderness, the Midreb Bedah, a land that no man traversed. We have this in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6, pointing out this is a land that no man, right, a land that no man traversed, or like a no man's land. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim made Israel to march through the Yam Suf, through the Sea of Reeds, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Red Sea, as the eagle flies across the sea, so did Ha'el Elohim make Yisrael to march through the Yam Suf, the Etra Bahir, the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, as the eagle flies across the sea. So you have seen, he says, Atem Ra'item, Asha Asiti Limitzrayim. Why sigh to kem al kanfeya nisharim? Why be at the kem elai? He says, you have seen, not hearsay, atem re'item, you have seen, re'item, not from hearsay, nor from tradition, nor from just written records, but in speaking to this generation from personal, the key here of the personal experience, how I bore you, why Esa, I lifted you up, why Esa et the camp, lifted y'all, and I lifted at Tekem, y'all, all upon convey the wings Nisharim of eagles. I lifted you upon the wings of eagles, as if I bore you. I bore you, although the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, were dispersed throughout Goshen, the Kushen, when the hour of liberation, Chirut, right, struck, they were all gathered together as if by a miracle, Amrat, in one brief moment at Ramesses, and were thus, like this, able to leave Mitzrayim, Egypt, in one body. Even they were all dispersed through the Chushen, through Goshen. Bore you to myself. Why I be at the camp a lie. As a Targum, Targum renders bringing this out as to my servants. Bringing you to myself was bringing you to my servants. Why I be at the camp a lie. To this sacred mountain upon which Kavodi, my glory, has descended to become Elohekem, to become y'all Elohim, y'all true good, y'all true God. Now, all of this right here, here, here is connected with zooming in on this verse in today's daily song. Mizmor Adai Aleph, here at the Dalet, the fourth verse. De Evrato Yasek Lak Witahata Kanafayo Techseh Ina Wisokhira Amito. He will cover thee with his wings, his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. So here, here, here should be very clear for the hearing, the listening ear, that there are two different kind of wings, in a sense, being spoken of here. Alright? Now in the KJV, King James Version, Psalm 98 verse 4, it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers and under his wings. It brings out the sense of the pinions as being the feathers, the evrato, his feathers, with his feathers. So here they get the his correct, but elsewhere they still had her, but it was talking about he would be like she. Be evrato yasek lak. Witahata kanafayo techse. Ina wisokira amito. And under his wings, the kanafayo, under his wings, kanafayo. So we have evrato, his pinions, his feathers, evrato, kanafayo, kanafayo, his wings, his truth, amito. Amito, amito, his truth shall be thy ina wisokhera, thy ina, ina, thy shield, ina wisokhera, sokhera, sokhera, a buckler, thy, a buckler, thy shield and buckler. Now there's more on shield. The ina is of particular interest. Ina, ina with sochera amito. That truth, his truth, imito, amito, his truth shall be thy ina and thy sochera. Ina with sochera amito, amito. His truth, his fidelity to his promise, his yea, yea, his amen, amen. His promise, my word, he's been faithful, always sure. And that is a ina and a sochera. That is a shield, and a buckler. On ina, we have the fifth psalm, round about the 13th verse, Hebraically here, the fifth psalm, round about the 13th verse, it says, for thou dost bless the righteous. For the eye does bless the righteous, O Lord. Thou dost encompass him with favor as with a shield. Kiata te barekas adika Yahuwah ka inna ratzon ta emerein ta et rein ta et rein kas inna ratzon ta et rein. Thou dost compass him with favor, with ratzon, with favor, ta it reino, encompass, like send him about, ta it reino, ratzon, with ratzon, katzina, as a tzina, katzina, as a shield. So the tzina, even in the fifth psalm, Mizmor Hey, in the fifth psalm, the tzina in the Hebraic 13th verse is not the same, right, as the one in Psalm 3, Psalm 3 verse 4, where it also is translated the shield. This shield of the tzina is a shield of the largest size. So this is what's particularly important about the tzina here. It says his truth, right? His truth, a tzina, right? The largest size that covers the whole body. So the tzina is the largest kind, right? That covers the whole body. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is a complete protection, protection to the tzadik. Kiata tevareka tzadik Yahuwah. Katzina ratzona ta'it reinu. For thou the eye dost bless Sadiq the righteous, Yahweh. Jehovah, thou dost encompass, fence about with favor as with a shield. Katzina ratzona ta'it reinu. And here, bringing it forward to Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, the third psalm, Hebraic, the fourth verse, where it reads, Wa'ata Yahuwah Magen Ba'di Kavodi U'amerim Roshi. But thou, but the eye, O Jehovah, art a shield about me, art a shield about me. Wa'ata Yahuwah Magen Ma'iddi. So here we have another kind of shield. In the third psalm, we have a magain. Magain ba'iddi. 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 Right? In me, for me. Ba'iddi. Right? That was a shield about me. As Ha'el had assured Abraham in Bereshit, Genesis 15 and 1, I am thy shield. He who be, said to me, Avinu Abraham, I am thy shield. Thus protected, he is confident to escape from his peril. Kavodi u'merim roshi. Kavodi, my glory, u'merim. And the lifter, roshi, roshi of my ras, rase, roshi of my head. Kavodi, since Elohim is a bestower of his regal dignity, no human being can deprive him, can deprive I and I, Kavodi, can deprive I, since Elohim, who is a bestower of regal dignity, no human being can deprive him and I of it. And here, Umerim Roshi, Umerim Roshi, the lifter up of my head. When Dawid fled, according to 2 Shemuel 15 and 30, he had his head covered and went barefoot. He was bowed under his humiliation, but Ha'el, the true good, the true God, would enable him to hold his head high, 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 high. Again, Kavodi Umerim Roshi. Thus here, in this Dalet verse of Mizmor's Adai Alei, speaking to Ha'er Elohim, the deliverer, the I liver. Ina Wisochira Emito, his truth, Emito, his truth, his truth, his truth, Shield and Bakla. The Ina Wisochira.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him
and show him my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Oh, thank Jah, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari. Greetings, brothers and sisters. A psalm for this day, psalm for the 91st psalm. What a psalm. Security, shalom in Elohim, shalom in Hashem, shalom in the name. Yes, I glory be the King of Kings, Vishim Yeshua. Now, many commentators who speak about this particular psalm, they regard this psalm, Psalm 91, with his confident tone as like a pendant to Psalm 90. Some say it's to correct Psalm 90's gloomy reflections that are upon, you know, man's life and what is the life and the liberty of man.